Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Luke. Turn to Luke. And we're going to look at chapter 15. Chapter 15. Luke chapter 15. And we're going to look at verse 17. And several of the following. Luke chapter 15. Amen. Beginning at verse 17. When you find it, say amen. If you're still looking, say, wait a minute. All right, I think we're ready. Amen. Luke chapter 15, amen, verse 17, it says, and when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will raise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. Verse 20 says, and he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Thus ends the reading of God's word. Amen. 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 I want to talk just for a few minutes this morning from the subject I'd like to call Time to Go Home. Time to go home. Time to go home. My brothers and sisters, as we look at the 15th chapter of Luke, there are three parables, three stories here that deal with things that are lost. There was a lost sheep, a lost coin, and then there's a lost son. We all know this story as the story of the prodigal son. Amen. We've heard this throughout the years. Amen. And this is one of my favorite, amen, one of my favorite parables in the Bible. And we see that Jesus is talking. It is written in red ink in my Bible. Is it in yours? Amen. And here, amen, Dr. Luke says in verse 11, if we go back a little bit, it says, And he said, a certain man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. My brothers and sisters, there were two sons in this story. Amen. And the younger son went to his father and said, Daddy, give me what's mine. I know you have some money put back for me and my brother when you pass on, but I want mine right now. And you know, Dad, this father loved his son so much that he granted his son his request. The young boy took all that was given unto him, and the Bible says he went into a far country. Amen. Some of us, my brothers and sisters, have been in a far country. Amen. When we were out from under the rules of our mother and our father. Amen. We've gone to places and done things, amen, that we knew was not right. The Bible teaches us, train up a child in the way that he should go. And when he's old, he won't depart from it. And I believe, my brothers and sisters, when you look at this particular story, I just believe, based on some things that occurred, that this father had raised his sons in the right way. Amen, that he had provided for his family, that he was one of those fathers that took care of business. Amen, that he took them to church on Sunday morning. They knew the Ten Commandments. They knew what thus said the Lord. But every once in a while, my brothers and sisters, even when we're in our father's house, we will want to do our own thing. And sometimes, more than often, my brothers and sisters, doing our own thing will get us in a little bit of trouble. Amen. And it says here, and not many days after the younger son gathered all together. So that meant He had so much stuff that it took him a few days to gather up all of his stuff. He said, did y'all see that? And not many days after, the young son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. And there wasted his substance with riotous living. My brothers and sisters, what is riotous living? Amen. Some might say, well, he was running around with a whole bunch of women. He was partying all the time. He was drinking. He was smoking drugs. Amen. He was buying fancy cars, fancy clothes. He was just throwing away everything. I don't know what it was. He could have been a fat kid that was buying candy all day, every day. Righteous living could be anything. Amen. But what we want to do is we want to say that in our minds, he was at the club, he was partying, he was buying drinks for everybody. But he could have been at the candy store, eating his money away. I know that sounds funny. He might have had a shoe fetish. And he called Michael Jordan himself and said, I need all the Jordans you got. And spent every little bit he had. He could have been one of those people that, you know, he wants to look big. He wants his car to be the best car on the road. He could have spent every dime he had on his car. He could have spent every dime he had on his house, on his furniture, on paintings. Righteous living could mean a lot of things for a lot of different people. Amen. So some of us have lived riotously. Amen. And we don't even know it because it fits the social norm. Amen. Some of us have done things that are detrimental even to us following Christ the way that we should. But because it fits the social norm, we just kind of plug it in there because people really can't see. If I'm at the club and I'm partying, I'm throwing money, I'm making it rain. Some of you young folks know what I'm talking about. We can see that. We know Floyd Mayweather started. He used to make it rain. I'm going to leave that alone. We see him making it rain, don't we, Tony? I'm going to leave that alone. And look here. So it says, and when he spent all, verse 14, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. Wait a minute. See, the fact that he was living riotously really didn't have much to do with him being in want, because he could have took what he had and invested it. You know what he might have done? He might have invested all that he had in real estate, but then the market crashed. Because it says here that there was a famine, right? A mighty famine in the land, and he began. So he didn't begin to lose until there was a famine in the land. My brothers and sisters, you never know what's right around the corner. We have to be prepared, amen, for the famine. We have to be prepared for the storm, because the storm will surely come. Amen? I don't want to preach gloom and doom, but I want you to be ready just in case you've gotten all that you're going to get. Amen. And what we have to do is gauge our lifestyle. I tell people all the time, fire is not dangerous unless it's out of control. Water is not dangerous unless it's out of the creek banks. As long as it's channeled and it's managed, guess what? It's all right. But what happened to him? He was living riotously, so there was no management. Manage what you have, my brothers and sisters. And then it says, and he began to be in want. When he went and joined himself to a citizen, see, there were all kinds of people around him. As soon as his money ran out, as soon as his money got funny and his change got strange, the people around him began to get a little thin. Amen? If y'all, anybody ever experienced a fair weather friend? Hey, you know, I want somebody that's going to be there for me unconditionally. Amen. But so many of us have these conditional loves. Amen. Well, I kick it with you. I roll with you as long as you got my back. When I was in college, some of you young men can y'all can say amen on this. How many of y'all had that homeboy that when y'all getting ready to go out, everybody getting dressed, we in the mirror, you know, we got the wave brush. I used to have her get the wave right. And the wave cap, you still got the line on your forehead. Because you had a wave cap on all day to get it right. And you get ready, you go pick your homeboy up because he don't have a car. and he's sharper than you are. And then you go to the door and you get ready to go in and you pay your money. And then he realizes at that point that he forgot his money. He forgot his, oh man, I forgot my wallet. These are the kinds of friends, amen, that this brother was rolling with. Anybody ever been there before? Brother Marcus said, yeah. Man, come on, man. And look at this. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into the fields to feed swine. And this was a Jewish boy. And he got, when his circle was gone, he had to join up with something that was unfamiliar to him. See, when we live riotously, my brothers and sisters, and we become in want, a lot of times we got to attach ourselves with some stuff that, sometimes because we've lived any old kind of way when we were young, we just got to attach ourselves with that sorry dude that don't nobody want. But that woman is our, we live riotously, my brothers and sisters. Guess what? You end up with the scraps. Lifestyle's important. Y'all know I got a hit on that. A+. Live A+, and you don't have to deal with some of that stuff. Amen. I'm going to leave that alone because I won't get many amens. Who he talking about? He ain't talking about me. He junk himself. And watch this. And he would fain have filled his belly. So that means he got hungry with the husk. He filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave to him. Now, he's in a far country. Look at this. Obviously, he sticks out like a sore thumb. Everybody looks at him and say, brother, you're not from around here. Everybody's looking down on him. And he's in there eating husk with the pigs. This is crazy. Because surely, and he said that nobody would give to him. So you know what that means? He wasn't out there by himself. This brother's in public feeding pigs and eating husk with the pigs. Because he said nobody would give to him. So that means somebody saw him. Sometimes we can put ourselves in a position, my brothers and sisters, where can't nobody help us. Nobody around us can help us. And sometimes God will shut that thing down where, amen, he makes you. He puts us in position sometimes where we can't call on nobody but him. Are y'all with me this morning? This brother reflected on his life, and he reflected on the things that he had done, and he finds himself a Jewish boy out here eating with the pigs. He wasn't even supposed to be around pigs. Amen. That Jews and pigs don't mix. Amen. Look at this. Oh, now I'm in my text as I hurry to my close. And when he came to himself, look at this. And when he came to himself, so that means the brother had a foundation. Hallelujah, somebody. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to spare? And I perish with hunger. He said, you know what? My daddy, the one that loved me so much that he divided up his riches and he gave some to me, gave some to my brother. I've come out here. Even the guys that work for my daddy have enough to spare. They have leftovers. Amen. They're not eating the crumbs from the table. These guys are well taken care of. My daddy takes care of his servants. And I'm out here eating husk with the pigs. Have you ever been in a hog pen? My brothers and sisters, I heard a preacher preach this one time. He said, have you ever been in a hog pen situation? I don't know about you, but I've been in a hog pen situation. Amen? Where when you come to, you know what? I'm excited about this young man because he had something in him. You have something in you, my brothers and sisters. And the Bible says when he came to himself, he remembered how good daddy was. When he remembered how well not only he was taken care of, but when he remembered even how well his daddy took care of his servant. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, God will take care of you. And he said, look, I perish with hunger. He said, I'm out here in a foreign country. I have nothing. I have no more money to my name. I'm out here in a hog pen. I'm nasty. I'm dirty. I'm stanky. And I'm hungry and I'm going to die if something don't change real quick. But I'm glad, Tony, he came to himself. Amen. He said, I will arise and go to my father. My brothers and sisters, when all is gone, amen, we got to go to the Father. Ain't God all right? He said, I will arise and go to my Father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. See, what he did was he acknowledged that, Daddy, I messed up. I got some issues. I have some problems, Daddy. And you know what? In his mind, he praised this prayer. He was already prepared for what he was going to say. My brothers and sisters, sometime when you do things, you know what? You got to practice your prayer. Hallelujah, somebody. On my way to church this morning, I said, Lord, I was just talking to the Lord all the way here. Amen, because I had some things I needed to deal with. Ain't nothing wrong with practicing your prayer, because then, you know what? When you practice it, God hears everything that comes out of your mouth. Amen, if you mean it from your heart. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? This young man realized it was time to go home. Hallelujah. And I want you to know this morning that it's time for some of us to go home. Hallelujah. Hold up, Tony. Don't push me. Don't push me, Tony. I'm almost there. He said, I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. See, some of us want to leave God out of our apologies. Amen. But see, first of all, when we sin against who? Against heaven, against God. And then he said, I'm going to tell my daddy, Daddy, I'm sorry. See, some of us need to have I'm sorry in your mouth. When you mess up, fess up. Ain't God all right this morning? When you mess up, just fess up. God's got you covered. It's time for some of us to go home, Johnny. Hallelujah, somebody. And then he said, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. Verse 19 said, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me one of thy hired servants. He said, Daddy, I know I messed up, so you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to willingly take my punishment. Some of us, because of our actions, in the hog pen situation right now. And when we go to God, some of us go to God with our chest stuck out. God, you better do this and you better do that. But I like how he went to, amen, he said, I'm gonna pray and I'm going to ask my daddy, and I'm going to humbly ask my daddy. Woo! Hallelujah. Ain't the Lord all right this morning? And then he said, I'm not worthy to be your son. I'm not worthy to be in the family anymore. He said, but just make me one of your hired servants. Just put me out in the back. Send me out in the fields, Daddy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 19 says, and verse 20 says, and he arose. He said, after he practiced, so that means that even though in his mind he was practicing his prayer, he was still down on his knees. Because the Bible says, and he arose. See, when you talk to God, my brothers and sisters, after you talk to him, after you have a conversation with the Lord, amen, don't you feel a little bit better? Then you can get up out of your situation. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah in this place this morning. He arose and came. Look what, and then he arose. When he got up, he went to his father. He wasn't scared. Amen, because he knew that God would make a way. Out of no way. He said, I will arise and go to my father and say to him. And then wait a minute. Hold, let's go back. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. My brothers and sisters, I want you to know this morning that it's time to go home. No matter what you've done, it's time to go home. When we look at this particular passage of scripture, when we look at this story, my brothers and sisters, we started out with there were two sons. One son went to his father and asked for all of his stuff, and he left and he got in trouble. But there was another son, my brothers and sisters, that stayed home, amen, and held his post and did what the daddy told him to do. But when daddy saw the son that had messed up, did you see when he prayed and when he arose and then he went to his father? He didn't have to look for the father. The father was already looking for him. Did y'all see that? Daddy was already looking for his son. So I believe that in the spiritual realm, my brothers and sisters, when he fell down on his knees and he began to pray and pray this prayer, that the father heard something. That the daddy felt something. And he said, my boy is coming home. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh, y'all gonna pray with me this morning? And then, my brothers and sisters, it says here that, and the son said unto the father, hallelujah, he said that, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and I am no longer worthy to be called thy son. But then look what the father said in verse 22. He said, but the father said to his servants, the father didn't even acknowledge what the boy had said. He didn't say, I accept your apology. He said, servants, I need y'all to go do something because my boy is home. I need you to go and I need you to prepare a feast. I need you to go kill the fatted calf. Amen. And Pastor Pruitt was here, amen, a few months ago, and he almost talked about that fatted calf. But see, the brother, when he got upset, amen, he got mad. He said, wait a minute, daddy, this boy has gone out and he's spent all of his money. He's done all of his stuff. He's gone and taken this and he's gone out and lived crazy. And now he comes back home and you're going to run and tell him it's okay and kiss him and have a feast. And you're going to kill the fatted calf. My brothers and sisters, when one of us comes home, I want you to know that dad is excited. He's happy. See, the brother was upset about that fatted calf. Because that, when you killed the fatted calf, that meant you were somebody. Amen. And he who was lost and now is found, let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters, you are somebody. Every one of us has something in common this morning, my brothers and sisters, that we were once lost. But now, we're found. Oh, y'all gonna pray with me this morning? I just want you to know this morning, as I hurry to